For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tweeted North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat as he returned to Washington after his summit with Kim Jong-un. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says it's too soon to make these types of statements.
What is their capability? It's nuclear. What is their proliferating behavior? We've seen the experience. What is their intention as they go forward in both of those areas? These are long-term, serious discussions that have to take place. And you don't just say, well, we're no longer going to do exercises with the South because we no longer see a threat in the North.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway contradicted the message, saying that it has to be complete, verifiable, and irreversible. But having it be verifiable was not in the joint statement signed by the President and Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Trump associate Michael Cohen, whose business dealings are under investigation in New York, is parting ways with his lawyers. President Trump's personal lawyer is under pressure now from prosecutors who were investigating alleged fraud in his business dealings. Cohen has to decide whether to cooperate with the investigation or fight it in court. His lawyers are expected to complete a review of documents that were seized from Cohen's home and office in April under a court-set Friday deadline. A bipartisan group of senators tried to ease the strained relationship with Canada over tariffs imposed by President Trump. They met behind closed doors with Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland, who called the tariffs absurd.
The notion that Canadian steel and aluminum could pose a national security threat to the United States, I think Americans understand it's simply not the case.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
So why are American soccer fans looking forward to 2026? USA's Chris Barnes has the answer.
The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
That joint North American bid standing up to a bid by Morocco. The decision means matches will be back in the U.S. for the first time since 1994. And reacting to the news, President Trump tweeted, quote, "The U.S. together with Mexico and Canada just got the World Cup. Congratulations. A great deal of hard work." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Southern Baptist Convention meeting, thanking those for their support of President Trump. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pence spoke about the success that has been made over the last 500 days of the Trump administration, touching on topics from the economy, pro-life, domestic and international. He thanked them for their prayers that has led to the progress that has been made.
This progress, men and women, on security and prosperity and our most cherished values, is the result of the support of men and women like so many of you, who supported our president not just in 2016, but every day since.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.